Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyiliili Honganji. Moyiliili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Jolene Nakamatsu, in memory of her parents, Richard and Shizue Okamura. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Blaine Nakasone from Ryukoku University. Good morning, Mr. Nakasone.
Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. I would like to open today's talk with a quote from our founder, Shinran Shonin, from Hymns Based on Gathas in Praise of Amida Buddha. Quote, I praise Amida's wisdom and virtue, so that beings with mature conditions throughout the 10 quarters may hear. Let those who have already realized Shinjin constantly respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence. End quote. Good morning again. My name is Blaine Nakasone Sakata, and I am a Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii scholarship student, attending Ryukoku University here in Kyoto, Japan. I am a graduate student in the School of Literature, majoring in Shin Buddhist Studies, and this is my last year before graduating and returning to Hawaii. Upon my return to Hawaii as a Honganji scholarship student, I shall fulfill my duty and become a minister of the Honganji. Now, choosing this path to become a minister was a choice that I had made back when I was in high school, which is now nearly 10 years ago. And for today's talk, I wanted to share how and why I chose this path in relation to my awakening of my own belief in Amida Buddha. My story of pursuing this path of ministry started in 2012 when a few select students of Pacific Buddhist Academy were chosen to participate in the celebration of Shinran Shonin's 750th memorial service at Honzan here in Kyoto. I was fortunate enough to be one of the few students to come here to Japan and represent PBA as we participated in the celebrations of our founder of Jodo Shinshu. I also participated in the service that took place in the Goedo, or Founders Hall, which was filled with tons of people, packed in like sardines. As the service started, the concho rang, and songs filled the air as the ministers entered the altar with their colorful robes. Then, we were about to chant the Shoshinge, and the leader started, Kimyo Myryo Jinyo Dai. And as all chants go, everyone joins in after that, which was nothing new to me, having attended PBA's Friday services at Babetsuin. And so right after, Namu Fukashigi Ko followed. But with hundreds of people packed into the hall, chanting with a single voice, it struck an accord within me. It was different than what I was used to in Hawaii, in that everyone was chanting and that joint sound had hit me like a wall. I was so moved that at that moment I thought, this is what Jodo Shinshu is, thinking that this is one expression of a person's belief in Amida Buddha. And at that moment, I was chanting, but also thinking about how I, a teenager from Hawaii, ended up here in Kyoto, Japan, packed into a temple, chanting in a foreign language, with Jodo Shinshu Buddhists gathered from all over Japan. And then I had a sudden reflection on my life and how I have always been embraced in Amida Buddha's great light and what great joy it had brought to me. The first thing that I thought about was how as a young teenager, I was always welcomed, accepted, and greeted with smiles from the temple members and ministers of the Honganji. In that moment of realization, I thought of it as Amida Buddha's teachings reaching to me through these people who have awakened to such teaching. I further realized the true meaning and my position in the term interconnectedness, and that my very being is not due to my own power, but through everything and everyone around me. Having realized this and feeling great joy, I continue to chant the Shoshinge. And as I continue to chant, I thought about what I could do with this grateful heart. Thinking about the Honganji in Hawaii, I knew that there was a membership problem as well as getting young people into temples. So the first thing that I thought about was to become a member and become active in temple. But the more I thought about it, I came to the conclusion that being an active member wasn't enough to return such compassion that I have received. And so I thought the only other option was to become a minister. And now, reflecting on my own thought process, I'm not sure if this choice is logical to anyone else, but at that time, and still today, I believe that by becoming a minister of the Honganji, I can share this amazing teaching and share my grateful heart with others. And while still in the service for Shinran Shonin's 750th memorial service, I made a promise to Amida Buddha that I would come back to Japan to become a minister in order to return to Hawaii to share the Jodo Shinshu teachings. And from that moment, I turned all my efforts and all my studies towards the goal of becoming a minister. And then, having expressed my interest in Buddhism as well as becoming a Jodo Shinshu minister, the Honganji community and ministers have graciously supported me on this path. With great encouragement, I became more active in the Honganji. And it was around this time that I started to attend Waipaku Honganji, where Reverend Okamoto was the resident minister, with open arms welcomed me into his temple. He took me under his wings and helped me grow within the Nembutsu. And at the same time, ministers at the Betsuin also showed me how to do things properly in the altar, as well as gave me advice in order to become a minister. Then, as I graduated from PBA, I went off to the Big Island, where I attended the University of Hawaii at Hilo, majoring in philosophy and Japanese studies. And during my time in university, I was welcomed by the Big Island Honganji community, and soon enough, I was giving talks at various temples. But more importantly, I was playing an active role in Puna Honganji. At this time, Reverend Fujimoto was the resident minister who worked with me on how to chant with a loud voice right before I had to go to taiko practice with Puna Taiko. Then, soon after, as Puna Honganji was without a minister, a temple member, Karotsune Izumi, who from the beginning has continuously supported me in becoming a minister, made it possible for me to conduct services for the Honganji when there was no minister available. And after a short while, Reverend Tomioka came to Puna Honganji, and with his permission, I continued to help with setting up the altar for services. So from starting to attend temple to being an active member in Puna Honganji, I continuously grew within the Nembutsu, which continuously made me feel more and more grateful for everything I have received in my life. Having then graduated from university, I moved back to Oahu, where then I had a discussion with the bishop on my action towards becoming a minister. Through multiple discussions with the bishop, I decided the fastest way to become a minister in Hawaii was to attend Chuo Bukyo Gakuin for 2 years, and within those 2 years, I would be able to receive both my Tokudo and Kyoshi ordinations. With the bishop's approval and support, I soon left Hawaii as a Honganji scholarship student to start my journey to finally becoming a minister. I then entered Chuobu Gyogakuin in the spring of 2019, and just within the blink of an eye, my 2 years was nearly coming to an end, when I again had multiple discussions with the bishop, which ended up with me deciding to attend the Ryukoku University for my master's to learn more about the Jodo Shichu teachings, which brings us to the present moment, my second year in Ryukoku, and my last year in Japan. My time here in Japan was not possible through only my own efforts, but through the guidance and support of the Honganji. And now, as my time in Japan is slowly coming to an end, I cannot help but feel overwhelmed with such gratitude. The Honganji has and continues to support me in every possible way, and I truly could not be here where I am today without such support. Every day, I am able to acknowledge my interconnectedness through my belief in Amida Buddha, which brings great joy within me. And it is with this grateful and joyous heart that I have walked this Nembutsu path and continue to joyfully walk this path of ministry. And just as today's opening quote states, those who have already realized Shinjin constantly responds in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence. May we all continue every day to awaken to Amida Buddha's call and realize our interconnectedness as we respond in great joy and gratitude as we recite the name Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda. Namanda. Namanda.
Thank you, Mr. Nakasone, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.morilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 6th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid Ho'onko service will be Carolyn Uchiyama. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Jolene Nakamatsu, and our speaker, Mr. Blaine Nakasone. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Alan Urasaki, retired minister from the Federal Detention Center. Namo Amida Butsu.